We here, y'all. We made it. Mm-hmm. So what's going on, man? So welcome, listeners, to this yet unnamed podcast after 61 episodes. Yet to have a name for this mofo. And but anyways, we're back. So
it's perfect time
to pick a name.
To do what I was telling you. How we call some of them one thing and the other ones.
Well, tell the people what you're thinking of calling this.
Because we want to be, you know, we want to always be evolving here, like Pokemon and shit. Want to get to our mega evolution, man.
The top level, right?
Top level. We want to be hitters.
As good as we can do.
As good as we can
the
do.
The best we can ever be.
Yeah.
Be the best Pokemon trainer ever. What's
That's
that
right.
song? No.
Catch them all. Catch them all. Catch all those people. Except instead of Pokemon, I want to catch hoes. I want to catch all the hoes I can.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is
okay.
how we're going to do it.
This is a new goal I wasn't aware you had.
Yeah. So through that, I told you that I'm going to call some of the podcasts, because we're trying to get, you know, more people on here. Some people, I don't want to name names. I could, but I'm not going to, because I'm a good person. But some people might not want to be on the podcast because we talk about certain things. So, you know, whatever, fuck them, but whatever. Your shit probably's not sturdy anyways. I'm going to get a man to make it.
I almost freaking spit all over you, this coffee all over you. And now I have coffee in the top part of my nasal cavities.
Hey, holy I'm just spitting facts. Get a sturdy man-made cabinet. It's going to last forever.
Wow. So anyways, you wanted to name this podcast something.
We're going to name some of these, the more aggressive ones, because, you know, we talk about some more aggressive stuff.
We talk about some horrible shit. So much so that we need to be further away from people so that...
Also, because people are too fucking loud. Don't want
to
name names also.
That's insane how... I don't even know how to get my voice to that level.
I don't talk that level.
Wow.
I don't. I just don't. I'm a grown-ass man. I don't talk that loud.
I need to close this briefcase where I keep this podcast, because otherwise it's going to look like I have a drug. You know, like people open the briefcase, like, what do you got, homie? I'm like, oh, I got about 2 ounces of this, 14 ounces of the mumbo jumbo, 45 grams of the Cuban white gold.
Yeah.
And I got about 13.
So anyways, we're going to call the more extreme ones. We're going to call those the raw podcasts.
The raw. And then what about the interviewee ones?
We're going to call those... The Hugs and Kisses podcast.
Yeah, we can't name the podcast the Hugs and Kisses, the Raw Hugs and Kisses podcast.
No, the Raw and Hugs and Kisses. You can't say the Raw Hugs and Kisses podcast.
Hey,
raw
why not?
And.
In fact, now that I think about it, that doesn't sound bad, the Raw Hugs and Kisses. It's so good that it's raw. No protection.
We'll work on the more PG one.
But yeah, man.
More extreme ones, though, the Raw. Just like how some of you people like to go, Raw.
Yeah, right? Those people.
Those people are, you know where all those people are at right now?
Where we're at.
Cane's Chicken.
Oh, dude, we tried that right now. Literally. And every time we go to that place, it's full of cars. Like, the drive-thru has 3 dozen cars waiting. And I'm like, let's give this a shot. This has got to be the best chicken I've ever had.
Yeah.
Fries. This is my review of Cane. This is my official review of Cane that I will not post on Instagram. All right? If you've never been to Cane's is essentially a fried food place.
All right.
And it's got 3 things. It's got chicken tenders.
Correct.
It's got fries.
Right.
And like thick Texas toast that's fried with butter.
Correct.
Not fried. They put butter on
it's
and
toast.
Then they grill it.
That's how you do
it.
Toast.
It's toast. Yeah. All right. So fries are mediocre. Fries are essentially like the fries you would get at your... That was lightning, by the way. I don't know if the mic caught that. Holy crap. The fries are essentially the same fries you get in your high school cafeteria. Right?
Right.
The chicken is tender, soft, breaded. But I don't know what oil they use that it has some funky aftertaste. It's like canola oil or some shit.
It's canola oil.
Or maybe the oil's too old.
I don't know.
And then the bread was actually good, but I don't know why it's there.
I guess to go on the coleslaw, because they give you like
they give you coleslaw too. That's right. And once again, I don't understand coleslaw. Coleslaw to me is like for people that don't like eating vegetables, so then you put a whole bunch of sugary shit on it.
Well, dude, what'd you say? Whoever that lightning hit over there is dead. Like, they're straight died.
Yeah, it is actually pouring right now. Like, we're outside, and it's pouring.
Like, that person's dead, too. Like, I saw lightning. It literally hit somebody. Like, I saw where it landed. They're dead now. Or they got superpowers. So,
ooh,
good on you.
They're powder now. They're powder.
Yeah, they're that person. If you don't get that reference.
You're too young, bro.
You're too young.
She's too young for you, bro.
So, I like how we said that at the same time.
Yeah, right? So, anyways, that's my review of Cane's. What did you think of Cane's?
Dude, it was not the best. Like I said, I had it like 3 years ago, like when I started eating food again. And there's backstory of that. You don't need to know. But I started eating food, and I had it for a while. And I was like, oh, this is good. Because like, I had only been eating like soup and shit. So I go, oh, this is good. But then as I started eating more food, I was like, this is not the best. And so I hadn't had it in like 3 years. So I go, oh, we'll try it. Because, you know, line wasn't too big. Because normally the line's like wrapped around the building. And so we tried it. And yeah, it's not that good, man. I gave it like a solid 5 out of 10.
I wonder if Cane's suffers from the same thing that Chipotle does, where it's it used to be really, really good. And now it's like mediocre.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. And then, like, my other thing, too, it's kind of a turnoff when you're in there. It's like I don't get, like, their interior.
Yeah, it's very funky, right? Like, first of all, they had a 70s disco ball spinning. Everything is dog-themed.
Yeah.
So I guess Cane must be the dog. So Raising Cane must be raising the dog. I don't know. And then the music was all, like, club, like, techno. Techno, electronica, like, I feel like I should have been dancing and trying to order a drink and stuff. Like, it was just weird.
It was a little weird.
So, anyways, it was just a very odd place. But all I know is that, I mean, it was okay. I would give it another chance just so that I feel like I've given it a proper chance. But it's definitely not, like, a place where I recommend people go eat. Wow, that lightning, though. Hopefully, like, it's being picked up a bit on the thing. What?
I saw that lightning strike too.
Hmm. So anyways, so maybe I should elaborate a bit on your original comments. So
no, I don't.
I'll talk a little bit about it, and then now I won't say specific. So last 2 weeks, maybe longer, we've had interviews, right? Like, we've been interviewing people and talking to people about stuff. And originally, in all honesty, that's kind of where I wanted the podcast to go from the get-go, like interviewing interesting people and getting people's perspective on stuff. Because I do have a very, I have a philosophy in which if you get to know people and get to know their perspectives on life, like it helps kind of bridge the gap on understanding a bit.
Right.
So originally that's kind of what I wanted to do, but because it's so freaking hard to get people to interview, it's like pulling teeth, man. I was trying to get a couple of people interviewed, and it's freaking difficult, man. Like I've contacted a couple people. Some people said yes. Some people never got back to me. And like even today, it seemed like a lot of the stuff I was doing was like podcast related. So you and I went to a gaming convention today, and even there, like I was trying to hit up a couple of people that, by the way, never got back to me when I contacted them via email to be on the podcast, which mm-hmm. is freaking annoying.
Yeah.
Freaking annoying. So I don't know. There's two people that I was like trying to hit up to be on the podcast at that convention, and like one guy was like, oh, send me an email, and I'm kind of like, dude, I already sent you an email. But I was like, fuck it, I'll send you another email, because now you gave me a separate email, right? But then the other guy was just kind of like totally dismissive, was like, oh, yeah, I can give you about 5 minutes. I'm like, I'm sorry, do you not know what a podcast is?
Yeah, he was funny because he was like, oh, okay, I can do 5 minutes. I'm like, what are you going to say? Your name? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't understand if you know what a podcast is.
But
I don't know.
Man. I mean, I guess... I don't know. I guess if you got your name out there more, maybe people want to do it. Then also, you're stuck in that thing where it's like, yeah, I'm trying to get my name out there more, but...
But it's hard to get people to do it, right?
Yeah, out there.
And it's insane. Like, in all honesty, if all of the people that I've contacted just in the last 2 weeks have gotten back to me and said, yes, we'd have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 podcasts, like, ready to go.
Yeah.
And you know, as we continue, it's like I need to find people who have interesting shit to talk about that can carry a podcast for about an hour.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, there's just no point to do a podcast. I'm not going to do a 5-minute podcast. What am I going to do? Hey, introduce yourself. Tell me your websites. And then what? Like, that's the dog shit.
Yeah.
And one thing that we definitely have been running into now is the fact that we have such a link. We have 62 podcasts unofficially, right? So because of that, because of also the topics that we've talked about in the past, it's difficult for people to just want to associate their quote-unquote brand with this podcast because we do talk about some shit that's crazy and outlandish and taboo in many respects. But, man, it's just fucking frustrating. It's frustrating because I'm like, well, then you're not representing yourself. Or at least, let me rephrase that. What you want people to know about you is some PG-13 version of who you really are.
Okay? Yeah.
And also, for those of you in the future that I asked to do a podcast, and you're potentially maybe listening to this and questioning whether or not you want to be part of this, be aware that if I'm interviewing you for something, if I'm talking to you about something, yeah, we could talk about some stuff that you know might be a little risque, but I'll be pretty frank with you up front and say, hey,
yeah.
Is there anything you don't want to talk about, right? But the reality is that if I'm interviewing you for something, I'm interviewing you because you have some aspect about your life that can carry a podcast for a fucking hour, okay? So if your podcast, let me rephrase that. Yeah. If your topic doesn't have anything to do with anything risque, then we won't get into that. But I think people are afraid to do podcasts like this because we talk about real shit and they don't want to be associated with podcasts that talk about real shit because real shit isn't PG and isn't great for your quote-unquote brand. I'm like, it's frustrating because I understand it. Like, if you're PBS, if you're running PBS, I guess you wouldn't want people on PBS doing this. But at the same time, it's like, you're not PBS and you're not... You're first of all, yeah. I don't want to get into too many things because then it's gonna kind of. I don't want to get too much into the specifics of this situation I'm talking about. But
yeah, so you don't have to say that much.
Yeah, it's just long story short. I mean, a brand is a brand, a person is a person, and they're not necessarily intertwined. And your beliefs are your beliefs, and I don't know, dude. It's just fucking frustrating. It's just fucking frustrating trying to find people to interview. And it's fucking frustrating to also have such difficult finding people to just do this. It's like it's just a straight up podcast. And this once again brings me back to my original point that I said years ago that my content is the realest shit online,
mm-hmm.
except for maybe a Joey Diaz. But who knows how much of this shit Joey Diaz like says is real, right? And how much he's hamming it up or lying about. But honestly, my shit is now at this point the realest shit on fucking internet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not pulling any punches. I'm not avoiding certain topics. Whatever is talked about, I get into, I say. I'm not fucking worried about repercussions, even though I should be. I mean, if I'm... We're worried about employers finding out about shit. But honestly, like, it's so annoying to try to get into situations where people are like, oh, I'm the realest mofo around. And I'm like, are you really? Are you really? Because it feels like a lot of the shit out there is contrived, or if people are building themselves of some sort of brands that they're not trying to tarnish with negativity or whatever. I feel like when you cross that border, when you cross that line into considering the thing that you're doing a brand, you're already doing yourself a disservice because you're making yourself something that's not tangible. You're no longer a person. That's, in all honesty, how Motivated Results has been struggling. Motivated Results, I feel like, has been struggling because nobody's ever associated a person with that. Like, people could probably see me and be like, oh, that's the Motivated Results guy if they watch my content. Mm-hmm. But they're never like, oh, that's Jonathan, and he's into this shit, and he likes that shit, and he whatever. You know, ultimately, like, there's no association of a person. And maybe that's kind of where this channel maybe also struggles a bit. But that doesn't change the fact that when you're a business or you're a larger entity, like for example, whatever Mark Zuckerberg does shouldn't affect Facebook.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ultimately, sometimes it kind of can. But ultimately, I mean, how much shit does that dude do all the time? And nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
People are still using Facebook, all right? Nobody's outraged because Mark Zuckerberg did something and he's just like, oh, well, I'm just going to cancel my Facebook account.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody's mad at, who's the guy taking over Apple now? Jeff Bezos? No, that's the Amazon guy. Whoever the hell took over Apple, if he does some weird shit, nobody's like, oh, well, I better return my iPod.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, are you an entity? Because if you're an entity, like an Amazon, then I guess you should have a brand. But if you're a person, should you have a brand?
I guess people
if
like
you're
that.
An actor, yeah, I could see that. If you're The Rock and you want to be known as this positive guy who all he does is positive shit and he's motivating people, even though The Rock kind of comes off kind of fake at times, I get it. But when you're some person that, in all honesty, has probably nothing to lose, it pays off. Like, how many times do you see people that get famous based on their negativity? Like that fucking stupid-ass girl who I want to slap. What's her name?
Which one?
The one that got famous because she talked about Let's Go Outside.
Oh, that Supergirl, yeah.
Like, she is a freaking, I think, like, making millions, I think, off of that dumb shit that she said on, was it Jerry Springer or no? Dr. Phil.
Yeah, Dr. Phil, there you go.
It's like, really, like, so anyways, my point to that is just the idea that sometimes negative press is even better than positive press. But anyways, that's a long-ass rant that I just went on about maybe a situation that has occurred recently, or maybe not. I'm just talking to my ass. Another thing too is, like, finding people to do this podcast is extremely difficult, and I need like tangible shit that I can talk to people about. Like, something that's interesting, because if it's not interesting, then why am I going to upload a podcast?
Yeah, that's another thing too. I think people are like, "Oh, you can talk to me for an hour. What the fuck do you do?"
Yeah, that's my point. I'm like, I've had that before. Like, we had that last 2 weeks ago. Dude, this podcast is already starting to sound like it's a bad idea. Like, wasn't it 2 weeks ago that we met up and we're like, oh, we're going to do this podcast with this girl? You know who you are. And it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are the fucking struggles that we've been going through, like, doing this podcast. And it's just, like, inherently, like, difficult to find guests. And that's why finding guests is so freaking difficult. Unless you've got a gigantic podcast. If you're a Rogan that's got scientists that want to do it, they've got, like, you know, doctorate-level guys, they've got, you know, intelligent people that have maybe some sort of weird background that we're not aware of, like, crazy, man.
Yeah, man. That's true.
Anyway, so long story short, my point is that we might be doing more of these you and me bullshitting podcasts until we can line up a consistent level of people that can, like, do an interview and actually talk about shit for an hour.
Yeah.
It's just disappointing. I'm not kidding. It's been like about 6 podcasts where we've been unable to, like, get them done.
Hey, man, maybe some of them will work out actually this time. Who knows?
Maybe. It's just annoying. Because I'm trying to essentially have this as a consistent Monday upload, and that seems to be good for people, I suppose. And it's just annoying to have that happening. But anyways, change the subject, because we've been talking about this for 20 minutes now.
Tell them about the game expo we went to, son.
Yeah, what'd you think about that?
It's pretty cool.
It was essentially, so tell them what it's about.
So, it was the game
Well, tell them what the expo was about. Like, it's a gaming expo. It's like retro gaming.
So it was like a... I was under the impression it was a retro gaming thing, but it really kind of wasn't.
Like, yeah, no, it was more just a general gaming expo.
Yeah, general gaming convention. Or as some people would call it, a con.
Yeah, convention.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's essentially...
So they had a bunch of gaming things there. Like, they had some old arcade stuff, and they had, like, people who did art of games.
And you bought some stuff. You bought quite a bit of stuff.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to buy, like, a whole bunch of old retro games for no reason.
Yeah, I don't see why you would have bought that.
Well, because I was thinking I'll buy some old, like, classic Super Nintendo games that I've always wanted. But they didn't have really anything that drew me. I wanted... If they had a couple of PlayStation games, I would have gotten them. But they didn't have them.
One Dino Crisis, man.
Why didn't you get it? Didn't they have it there?
Well, I'm not going to play it on my PlayStation, though.
I feel like I don't understand why these systems don't release all their old shit on their new platforms and with an e-game.
Probably got to redo everything.
Well, you don't have to redo it. Essentially, all you have to do is just go and buy the patent, not the patent, the whatever the thing is that you can, so you can sell it again.
Yeah, they had some guys who were testing out some stuff. They had some games. Oh, man, we didn't get that dude's, card.
Who?
The one I was playing, his demo.
Which one?
The first guy. Whose game I was, like, I beat the boss on.
Oh, that's the owner. That's John. The guy who I talked to who runs that convention.
Was that
his?
That's
his company.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk to the dude who was actually making it.
Because
I talked to the other dude for, like, a minute.
I might have his card. I grabbed some of that stuff.
He's like, oh, yeah, I was working on the controls. Cause,
yeah, that guy was very nice. I wanted to go back, but we ran out of time. And I think when we went back, they were having like a panel or whatever it's called when they interview or whatever.
Yeah, because he had his, like, not the demo. He had the, like, kind of pretty much a beta version of it. And so I was playing it for a while, and it was really good controls. I was going to tell him, and I told him, I was like, you got really good controls on this game. He's like, yeah. I was working on it for, like, a long time to make sure the controls were right. I'm like, thank you, because that's my fucking biggest thing. Yeah. I don't want to name names, but Crash Bandicoot Remastered, whatever, though.
Salty, are we?
There you go. Oh, cool. Yeah. And then I liked it. I liked that kind of stuff like that.
Then no, that game was actually very polished for a retro game. But anyway, so...
But it was cool, and I was playing his thing for a while. He was a cool dude. He seemed really cool.
He seemed very cool.
So I like that. That's why you got those cargo pants, right?
That's exactly right. Have you not noticed how useful these cargo pants were?
In this one time, they have been...
Fool, I will reach across here, unzip my pants, and slap you with my dick across this table. How dare you say this one time?
I like how that lady put on a super thin piece of fabric.
To cover her from the water?
To cover her from the water.
From the acid water we have here in Arizona, apparently?
Apparently it's raining holy water, so.
And hoes need to cover up.
Yeah, hoes need to cover up. But anyway, so they had that, and they had, like, a lot of people doing art, different artwork.
Some of the artwork was... So the cool... You got to post some of your shit on Instagram. Like, that... Oh, too bad you didn't get any of the 3D ones. So there was a guy who did some 3D art, and it was, you know, it's 3D, so it's those holographic ones that at one angle it looks one way and the other angle it looks different. That stuff is so good, man. Like, some of the ones that you, like, the ones you didn't get, like the Dick Grayson or the Gohan or even the Charizard, Mega Charizards, like, some of the depth on that stuff was insanely good. We got that guy's card, though, and he's local, so we can always go check out his artwork. I might even go and get that Gohan. I bet you can get it cheaper outside of the convention.
Maybe. But, so he had cool stuff. And a lot of people had some Funkos. I bought a Funko Pop for my boss. She literally had told me just, I think, on Thursday or Friday. She's like, oh, I want Rick from Walking Dead. I'm like, I could probably do that. I was actually going to hit up my Pop Connect.
Dude, if the mic didn't get that, I'd be surprised. That's a gigantic lightning.
Dude.
Crazy.
That was crazy. As that happened, it started, like, pouring more. See, this is what happens when you live in a state that doesn't have seasons. You just get fucking rainstorms like this.
Well, I think we've also, like, it seems like the hotter we get, the more that the rain has to come in and cool the state down. So today was the first time it got really hot in a while. We had that radioactive heat where it burns.
God. That was dude, that was crazy. That one sounded crazy as hell.
Yeah, it's pretty loud. But
the spookiest thing, there's been that little kid's ball by your car. It hasn't moved.
Where is it at?
You don't see it right there by your car? Green and in front of your car?
Oh, yeah. I just saw it. It's glowing. Holy shit. Holy
dude,
shit.
Dude, I'm about to go inside. Fuck this.
That'd be a bitch. It'll be fine. Dude, that is insane. Like, that was like a gunshot loud. Like, that was insanely loud. That might be the loudest lightning I've ever heard. Impressive, Arizona. Impressive. So, back to my point. So, what did you think of the retro convention?
It was cool.
It was fun. I talked to the owner that runs it, John, and he was like, oh, yeah, it's the third year. I'm like, third year?
Yeah.
It's like the first time I've ever heard of this. Third year.
They had a lot of cool stuff there, too. But, oh, yeah, I found the Funko Pop, and I found some other stuff. I found my old friend. His name's Ken. Before I was into Funko Pops, I was into comic books. And he had a...
button.
He
had buttons, right?
Yeah, he had buttons.
Yeah, you know what?
You should check out Ken's buttons.
I should post on my Instagram. One thing I really like right now is furler beads or furler? What are they called?
Oh, whatever those things are. Yeah, those things are cool. They had a lot of those.
Yeah, it's like those little like circular beads that people put together, and then they make like, you know, characters and stuff out of the little beads. So they look kind of, I don't know, like pixely. They look like pixels.
They look like pixels, basically.
You remember that one girl? Remember that one girl who had a giant Chun-Li, like a human-sized Chun-Li, and I asked her, and she had, I think she said it was like 50,000 beads. I'm like, that's insane.
Yeah, man.
Fly was trying to kill me. How many how many hours did she say it took her?
45.
That's insane, dude. It literally is the biggest bead. Is it perler beads? I can't remember what they're called. It's the biggest version of that thing I've ever seen. Because she said, I think it was something of 50,000 of those things, right?
Yeah, it was 50-something thousand beads.
I mean, it's insane. Insane. I mean, I was dumbfounded. I'm like, how much? I'm just curious, how much? And they're like, oh, the bid's up to $600, I think she said. Which, in all honesty, it's probably worth that much, just the amount of work. That's the most detailed thing I've ever seen, because it's at a tremendous scale. So I'll post a picture of it online. If you guys follow me on Instagram, just look for the Street Fighter Chun-Li character. It's just basically life-size. Like, that thing was my height. It was, like, almost a six-foot-tall perler bead thing.
Yeah, and then, there's a lot of artwork. Some people had some good artwork, and some people had some shit artwork. I'm not going to lie to you. There's one guy's artwork I saw. I was like, what is this dog shit?
Some of it was not good.
I was like, you're trying to sell this? What the fuck? Get out of here. And then a lot of fidget spinners, surprisingly.
Fuck's fidget spinners.
I don't know what that was. I thought that died, but apparently still a few out there.
There was that guy who was selling big cardboard posters of most games, like Super Nintendo games or PlayStation games or whatnot. Those are pretty cool. But once again, it's like I got limited space in my area for more artwork.
Then my thing with that was like, how much copyright infringement are you doing here, son?
Oh, nobody's getting paid for none of that, dude. Are you kidding me right now? Nobody's getting paid for none of that.
What if what's his name? Morimoto's ghost comes by and is like, hey, take down that Mario.
Well, I mean, look, in all honesty, conventions like that would never be able to happen if they were abiding by copyright infringement.
Yeah, it's also true. I think it picked it up.
I think it did. Yeah, so, you know, it is what it is. So, ultimately, it was kind of cool. They had free video games. Some of the games weren't great. Some of the games were all right.
Oh, yeah, they had an arcade. I assumed the arcade would be bigger, man.
It's small. They had a lot of small. Like tournament style games. We should have gotten some Street Fighter 2s that was on the. Now that I think about it,
I thought there was gonna be like a Street Fighter 5 tournament going. It didn't look like there was one. Because I was like, I'm gonna go balls deep in this. I don't really like it. I haven't played it in, since we played it at your house like a year and a half ago, probably. But I'm gonna get on it. And then I go, they have to have a Street Fighter 4. Everybody loves Street Fighter 4. I'm gonna whoop somebody's ass at Street Fighter 4.
They didn't have anything.
They didn't have that at all.
No.
And then they didn't even have a classic one going. I'm like, how don't you have a classic one going right now?
It was odd. I think there's some definitely room for improvement. I just can't imagine how hard it would be to coordinate a thing like that.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, it wasn't in the main convention center. It was in, like, the offshoot one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a big one that we drove by. There's two big ones. So there's a one we drove by in the middle, you know, when we're in line.
Yeah.
So there's that one right in front of us to your left. Yeah, to your left. That's the main one. That's, like, the west one or the north one. And then one over there was the like west one, and the one we were in was the south one.
It's still not big enough.
Yeah,
it's still not big enough. I think there's got some room for improvement for sure in the next couple of years.
Well, you know,
maybe.
The thing we did miss was the cosplay contest.
Well, we got there a little too late. Like, you were like, oh, it's open till 11 or whatever, and I was like, all right, cool. And then the sale stuff was over like at about
six
or whatever,
which I didn't see on the news. See, because I was going all over looking for these shirts that me and my sister are after. They got a new shipment in, so we did that last night. And so we were home, and then they showed on news, and I was like, I'm going to that. And they said on news, it's like open till 11. So I go, oh, cool. No rush. So when we were bullshitting earlier, I go, we got all day because they're open till 11. But they didn't say. They left the fact out that the convention area where we're walking around is only open till 6.
Yeah.
Because I guess, you know, they got, like, tournaments going. They had, like, a Smash tournament going. Not, like, a Smashing Walls tournament. Like, a Super Smash Bros. Tournament going.
Never been a fan of that game.
Oh, I thought they were going to say something else.
Smashing Walls? No, I'm a big fan of Smashing Walls. I'm not a big fan of Smash.
Yeah, no, apparently that's, like, number one game here in Arizona.
It's not an Arizona thing. People love Smash. They've always loved Smash. That's, you know, like what I wish it would have had is a Halo tournament. That would have been legit.
Well, I thought there would be some of that, too. There wasn't no first-person, like, shooter going or
maybe
anything.
We missed it.
Maybe. I mean, I guess we could have looked online.
Whatever. Anyways, long story short, the convention was cool. I wish there was more stuff like that I'm interested in. Like, I can't imagine what else they would have conventions in that I'd give two fucks about. The con, we could have gone to like a Comic Con, I guess. If
they have the anime
the
one.
Local one.
I'm going to hit up the anime one.
Find out what's going to be involved in that because.
You're not going to like that.
Why?
Because you're going to be like, what the fuck is this?
Well, I don't expect to know every anime. It's not like I don't expect to know every game.
I expect to know every anime and every game.
Oh, whatever. You don't know half
every
the
single one.
You don't know them all. Shut the
every
fuck up.
Every single one.
Shut the fuck up.
Even if I don't know it, I'm like, yeah, I've seen that
shut
one before.
Shut the fuck up. You have yet to finish High School DxD.
They all die. He gets his harem. Dan,
how have you not seen
Mike
that show? That show is hilarious. That show is just worth watching just for the comedy.
It is hilarious.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, so check this out. I was looking at quote unquote news, and by news I mean like the Yahoo splash page.
Oh, talking about the white supremacists who ran
no,
over
fuck
those
that
people.
I don't give a shit about that. So check this out. I wanted to get your thoughts on this. So this news article said, I recorded it because I thought it'd be easier doing it. So apparently. This is relationship deal breakers that only make sense to millennials. Okay, are we considered millennials?
Yes, sir.
Ah, fucking A. I'm grouping with those idiots, huh? First of all,
What a millennial is?
Huh?
You want me to look up what a millennial is?
No, I believe you. I think you're right. I think we do. I think we're like in the very edge of like the end of it or the
right
beginning
end of it. Yeah.
Yeah, which is retarded because, in all honesty, like freaking fly, get away. In all honesty, like isn't it like a 15-year like
it's 10 years.
No, you're full of shit. Now I'm going to have to look it up. Because in all honesty, it's just bullshit that we're stuck in like a... What are like a millennial age bracket?
Yeah. What is a millennial?
Millennial time frame.
According to Wikipedia, it was discovered that millennials or members of Generation...
No, that's not what I'm looking for.
What is a millennial?
What is a millennial?
Millennial, denoting or relating to a period of 1,000 years.
See, that's why I don't listen to you. Millennial generation. Here we go. All right. There's no precise dates for when this cohort starts and ends. Researchers typically use the early 1980s. To what? What defines a millennial?
The 90s. 90, like five?
Born between 1982 to 2004.
That's a long-ass time, that's what I'm saying.
That's a long-ass time.
That don't make sense.
Yeah, that's my point. But anyways, long story short, that's a primer for my point here. So, apparently we fit in this age group. I mean, that's a gigantic range to be part of. It's nearly 2.5 decades. But whatever. Wait. Eh, kind of. I'm rounding up. So, apparently these are things that millennials will not deal with when in a relationship, right? Number one, serious debt. So I guess if one person has serious debt, the other person, is that a deal breaker for you? If you meet a chick and she's just like in debt?
I'm like, oh, you got debt? That's crazy. So we ain't paying that together because I got serious debt too. I ain't paying that bitch off.
So is that a deal breaker for you?
No. Okay. Ex-girlfriend had it. I was like, you got debt too? Me too. I ain't paying that shit off ever.
Okay, what about this one? Acknowledgement on social media. So, like, let's say you're dating a chick.
That bitch better. Oh, my God. I ain't even playing. You better.
So
I will be at your house. I'll knock on your window. I'm like, you change that Facebook profile yet? Did you change it?
All right, so you just need thank you for turning off the lights, lady, who's been flashing a light on my face for 20 minutes now. So you need to be either, she needs to change her status on Facebook, or do you need her to be like, hey, here's a picture of me and my boo, and then like take a picture of you on social media? Oh, the mic has to have picked that up. Dude. Some of you guys that are listening at work right now are probably just getting PTSD with these lightning. All right, so do you need her to acknowledge you?
She don't have to always, just as long as it like says in Facebook or whatever.
Okay, so you just need her to change your relationship status.
Yeah. It can't be like saying, we can't be like going out on a date on like Friday and Saturday, and then on her Facebook's like, getting dick all the time.
What?
Like free for dick all the time.
Like, oh, you mean available?
Yeah, available for
dick. I gotcha. I'm assuming you mean that you already agreed that you're exclusive.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you're right. So the number two is a yes for you.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. So I guess, let me see. I guess, I don't like the way they refuse this. Refusing to adult, I guess, is like the idea that some people, like, I guess millennials don't like the responsibilities of being adult, like owning homes and...
Yeah, fuck that. I don't need that. I don't even know. My parents already own a house. Why am I going to go buy a house? They already have one. That's dumb. I'll pay them rent. The fuck?
So, I mean, what's the, all right, fine. We'll just keep going before I go into other topics. Let's see. This is why you don't film this instead of just take pictures. All right. Refusing to adults. What's the next one? Come on. All right. Oh, okay. So, once you're official...
Right.
Millennials have a hard time with people still being on dating apps like Tinder.
Yeah, she's trying to get some dick. That's not mine. Not attached to me.
So if you're dating a chick and you guys decide to be exclusive, are you like disable your account on Tinder?
Yeah.
Did you do that with your last girl?
She wasn't on Tinder. She didn't know how to use social media. So
whatever. She was probably on Tinder. You didn't know.
She did taste different sometimes.
What? What? Oh, shit. I didn't expect that. Okay. Apparently, the number five is not woke. You tell millennial wrote this story.
I'm woke as fuck. What you want to know about?
According to new research, 47% of millennials would not date someone whom they don't share the same political beliefs.
That's dumb.
You don't care?
That's the most unwoke shit I've ever heard.
Okay.
That's how I know you're not woke.
Okay.
Besides, if you're a Republican or a Democrat, that means you're not woke already. You need to be on that. You need to be on that bandwagon with me and Eric, where we're gonna burn that shit down and start all over.
So, apparently, millennials are also some of. I don't know how to phrase this. But long story short, millennials apparently, apart from having a full-time job, a lot of them have a side hustle where they have
That's what's up.
So, apparently millennials have a hard time with people, dating people who are like working all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking do.
Look at your salty ass face. The salt is coming off of you right now. Yeah, if I had a salted caramel, I could just put it under you and get even more salt for this shit.
Yeah, I do.
They hit a nerve there, dog?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just answering for everybody.
Oh, okay. Okay. We'll leave that there because I know that's we're fucking with a splinter here. let me see.
I didn't see you at the gaming convention. Thought that was your job and shit. That shit go out of business or what?
Salty mofo. So the last thing apparently is just bad texting habits. So people who reply with just an emoji or some random ass symbol instead of like replying with full sentences and saying, oh, hey, you know, okay, or you know what I'm saying?
They do that sometimes. You gotta figure out what all those mean, though. Took me a while. Mostly I had to ask. I was like, what the fuck does...
You're like, what does this mean?
I was like, what does...
What is the finger... The finger emoji plus the circle finger emoji mean?
Yeah. I was like, what does the finger plus donut emoji mean? I don't know what you want me to do.
What does it mean when you say I see you and then you have a tree emoji, then with the monkey covering his mouth emoji, and then another tree emoji? What does that mean?
Like, I'm at work. How can you see me?
What does it mean when you're telling me put down the ice cream and you know I'm eating ice cream and then you got a tree emoji with a monkey covering its mouth emoji with another tree emoji? What does that mean? What's going on with you?
That's with this eggplant and then the water. The water squirts.
What does that mean?
That has your face. Happy face. What's that?
And then the tongue fit.
As a happy tongue. What is that?
What does that mean?
I don't have those emojis. I can't make that face.
Yeah, so apparently that was an article. So you think it's pretty true?
Those are pretty true to me, at least.
Interesting.
Do you agree with some of those or no?
Some of them, not all of them. I have a hard time with the whole millennials thing, man, because I don't associate myself with those motherfuckers. But at the same time, it's like it's 20 years. You're going to tell me in 20 years it's a whole generation. Like, you need to break that down, homie. I think it's every 10 years you're supposed to have another generational break.
Yeah, man. I don't think...
Like, I'm not the same person as a person who grew up in 2000 who grew up with cell phones and iPads and shit. And I'm over here like... I was fucking with a dial-up. I was trying to load, like, titty pictures with like one pixel line at a time. I'm like, yeah, I think that's a nipple. Oh, my bad, it's a bruise.
It's a bruise.
And this is right now why people don't want to get on this podcast.
Might be. Yeah, no, I agree with most of those. Just
that, and when I post things on Instagram about like me squaring up with women.
You want equality. I'll give you a quality.
Oh, man.
Just like when you want to know where I'm at, I want to know where you at. Just like when I didn't see you at the gaming convention, did your company go out of business or what?
What would you have done if you would have saw her at the gaming convention?
Huh?
You would have ran.
I've been like, oh, this is where you're at, bitch. I guess you were working. All right. Guess you weren't getting bukkake'd.
Dang.
Been like, fun facts. No, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, don't say that. Don't say that out loud. There's people around. Anyway, so, yeah. Anyway, I thought that was an interesting article.
Yeah, I don't. The millennial thing, that's too much. That's too much, man. It can't be 20 years. That was like every 10 years it's something.
I thought so, too, but.
And I thought it was like from 1985 to like 1995 or like 97.
But see, according to that article.
It's just like whoever
was born. No, according to that article, like you seem like you agree with a lot of that millennial shit. So maybe you are like more millennial than I am.
Maybe you are old. You're like 50 years old now,
man. I'm like an old man, dude. I'm like those old hardened men who were like believed in making steel in this country. I'm going to be the old Torino guy when I get old.
You are.
So get out of my yard.
Yeah, see, my Dr. Strange, you know, my pastor.
Yeah.
We had talked about, because he was like, a while back, he was like, oh, have you seen anybody? And it's before I was dating anybody, before my ex. So I was like, no, not really, kind of, not really, though. And he was like, oh, okay. And so he was like, oh, I don't know how it came up. I was like, oh, I always tend to date like younger girls. He's like, oh, it's probably because you have a sister, so you know how to deal with younger chicks. And I was like, I think you're full of shit.
Actually, he could be right.
And then, no, the more I think about it, I think he might be right, actually.
Because because that, and added to the fact that I hope you never date a girl who listens to this podcast, because she's going to psychological fuck with you. But anyways, ultimately, he might be right now that I think about it. I'm going to have to give Dr. Strange way more credit than I originally gave him, because ultimately, he might be right. Like, the fact that, first of all, you're used to having a little sister, so you're used to, like, taking care of a girl, because I think that's kind of what you wanted to do originally with your ex. And also, you got that Captain Save-A-Ho White Knight situation going, so it's like you are looking to Save-A-Ho, but it's like, I think you haven't realized yet that ultimately anything that anybody ever wants to do for themselves to change either what they got going on in their life or what they do or their decisions has to come from within. It never comes from outside. Like the want for you to change something about yourself or your future or who you are or fix some fucked up thing about yourself, that has to come from within, because you have to have the drive to make that change versus somebody helping you with something, you know, that's always good. It helps to have help, but ultimately the change has to come from you, from yourself, not from outside.
Yeah, that's true too.
You say that, but you're still, you got a very Captain Save-A-Ho mentality.
Man, it's just how I am. They want a life raft, so I'm gonna give them one.
But I don't think you're listening to the conversation we just had.
I'm not listening to you. No.
Why is that?
Because you told me that before.
Yeah, and?
That's it. You said that before. That's it. You said that like 10 times. I might listen.
I don't think you will.
No, you never know. I might.
It's just like somebody wanting you to, like, you're just like,
I might learn how to math, too, but I'm not.
No, I don't know. Like, what's something you've been wanting to change about yourself? Nothing, huh? Fuck. Nothing, huh? Nothing you want to improve? Nothing you want to work on? Nothing you feel like you need a little work on there, Ruben? Nothing you feel like you need a self-improvement or maybe some... Then you need a little personal development on.
Working on cardio a little bit's a little bad.
So, okay, fine. We'll use that example since it took you that long to figure that one out. Okay.
Hey, that was some deep soul searching.
So ultimately, if you wanted to work on cardio, some Captain Save a Dick girl isn't gonna fix that for you. You're the one that's gotta go out there and do some running if you want to fix that cardio. It's the same situation. Ultimately, whatever it is that you want to fix on a girl, she's gotta want to fix herself.
That's true.
Otherwise, you're gonna put yourself through a lot more heartache.
Man, but I don't ever look at it that way.
No, but
I'm never like, oh, I'm gonna save this. Well,
true, but just in my only tip, because once again, this goes back to I have to reverse the situation. And so, as much as I'm trying to tell you this to hopefully so that it fucking sticks in your brain, ultimately, this is another situation where you gotta learn to, you gotta stop this behavior that you got going on. I'm trying to stop this behavior of yours because ultimately, every time you go through this, you become a salty sailor about it. Instead of the captain, you become a salty pirate about this. You do. You become the salty pirate because you're mad at the hoe that let you down. Right? Hold on. You become salty about the fact that this hoe let you down because you were trying to save her and she didn't take your life raft. She was like, no, I'll swim to shore by myself. And you're like, no, we're like in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. She's like, I got this. All right. And so ultimately, you're not learning your lesson, which makes you into Captain Salty for about a couple years. And you're just in this cycle of continuing to do this. So you yourself aren't following the advice you want to give other women.
I was not trying to save her.
Oh.
She was fully saved already.
Oh.
She did not need my help.
Oh.
It was a completely different situation.
Oh.
She had everything handled before I got there.
Oh.
She did not need saving.
Okay. Whatever you say, dog. Doesn't change the fact that you were still salty for... How long has it been now? Because it's still not ended. You were kind of salty today.
I was perfectly fine until like 10 minutes ago or whatever.
Whatever. Still salty. Which means you haven't gotten over it, which means that you're going to do it again.
I'm salty all the time.
Yeah, but...
just naturally.
See, this is what I call the divorced woman syndrome.
Oh, fuck.
See?
I think I'd be a divorced woman.
Because
why can't I just be a divorced person? We're in 2017.
Because this is the difference between men and women. It's not equal, okay? Ultimately, what happens is a chick gets divorced. She gets bitter and mad at men because she's like, oh, all men are assholes. And then they can get a little more embittered, a little bit more angry. And guys don't have that response when they separate. They think that their way of getting over shit is just start fucking shit.
To fuck it out? To fuck their depression out?
That's how men are. Men are dumb like that.
Okay,
so you're becoming an embittered. You're becoming the divorce chick.
I was fine.
I'm gonna get a new art done of you. And so instead of being, you're gonna be on the same boat. You're gonna be on that same boat, except the boat's not gonna be a giant pirate ship, and it's gonna have like a woman's caricature. It's gonna have a little cross over it. That's gonna be your. There was that banner the sail. That's gonna be the sail. And then you're gonna have a giant pirate beard, and you have like tattered clothes, and you're gonna have a hook. And a pirate patch, that's going to be your next thing. And I'm going to use this clip whenever that artwork's done.
It was salty.
You're going to be two sides of you. You're going to be Jekyll and Hyde. You're going to be Captain Save-A-Ho and
Salty Pirate.
Salty McPirate. And you're going to have like an emo-looking parrot.
You're going to be like, all black, right?
It's going to be a black parrot, or it's going to be like a skeleton parrot. Because it's super emo.
Because it's dead like my life.
Yeah. And the whole, like, the it's going to be like the same boat, but it's going to be just tattered. Paint's going to be coming off. It's going to be like rotting wood. I'm telling you.
I was fine.
Oh, yeah. Sure you were.
I haven't brought it up in years.
A day or two. Why not? Why not, dog?
I haven't brought it up in months.
No? Okay. It finally stopped raining. Kind of.
It's true, man. I hadn't brought it up in months. Actually, I brought it up last week because we were trying to eat at that barbecue place. Mm. And then I was like, oh, I had eaten there before. And then I was like, we should eat there again. Because I think the power of the pussy told me it was better than it was.
That is true. The guys get dumb like that.
And then,
because you put the pussy in a pedestal.
And then you were like, no, not me, because I give out that Super Saiyan guy, Super Saiyan dick. And I'm like, that really wasn't needed in this conversation. You're like, it's always needed.
I'm just reminding you.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't need that reminder. I see you all the time. You're like, no, fuck that. You need to know what's up, homie. And I was like, okay.
You know what? I that brings up a totally different thought that just came to mind. Feel free to steal this, guys, because I'm not going to do anything with it. Imagine if there was like a Tinder. Not a Tinder. It was like a Yelp review for people. Mm-hmm. But like instead of like reviewing food, you're reviewing people's sexual like abilities.
I think we talked about that before.
Is there a thing like that?
No, I think we talked about that
Have before. Have we? It's not an app yet. I haven't heard of it. But the problem
so
is
you
that
have you have to sign up for that? Or is that like a barcode they put on me at birth?
No. I feel like there's no real way of doing it because like let's say you meet a girl and she's like, dude, this guy's like awesome, right? This guy's awesome in bed. But then the moment, like, let's say you break up with her or something, she's going to be like, this dude had a little dick, and he didn't know how to have sex. And so it's going to bring down that rating every time you piss somebody off.
You probably can only do it, like, one time, like, rate it one time.
That's a good point. That's a good way of going about it. There you go, people. We're fixing this app for you. All you need to do is create it.
10% royalties, one time.
What else? So then you, like, add a picture. But so that means that you would create your own profile, and then people would go in and rate you.
Yeah, you get one time rating.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good app, dude. Good job.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Somebody create it.
One-time royalty fee, $10, 10%. $10. You get a $10 check in the mail 4 years from now.
Oh, what you could also do is you could also throw in a Tinder-like dating part to it. Where it's like it's almost like it's got a Tinder piece to it where you can meet people near mm-hmm. you, but then you also come with a rating. Oh, maybe it'll be like an overall rating. Like first rating, it's like how nice you are. Rating, you got to rate a couple things. You rate 5 stars, right? It's like attractiveness, and then you rate like niceness. That's not a word, but we'll pretend. Then you rate like bet skills in bed, and then that's it. We don't want to get
cheapness,
the details.
Like
there you go.
What cheapness. Do you have in his refrigerator? Do you keep me properly hydrated? Did I need hydration?
Did I need crutches? Did he provide crutches?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. We might have just given away $1 million app idea.
10% royalties. Copyright. 2017.
That's not a bad idea, man. A dating. It's almost like a dating app, but it's almost like really like a fucking app.
I'll say, well, at that point, you might as well have like the bang wagon, mobile bang wagon. Just two people meet at the bus and just
do it in the bus.
Yep.
No, man, I don't want to be responsible for cleaning that bus up. It's just like jizz everywhere.
I'm like, the only rule is
it's gonna
you
be like
clean up after yourself.
You throw like a black light in there for 2 seconds. The whole thing glows on the inside like Jesus is coming back. Screw that. I'm not cleaning none of that, man. I'm not touching that with gloves and a full hazmat suit.
Just get some Mexican to do it.
Oh, come on. No, fuck that.
Not like a legal citizen Mexican, like a legal one. They don't care.
No, man, I ain't doing that. I ain't touching no buses, no.
Get prisoners to do it.
Oh, disgusting. Anyways, I'm not. No, I don't like your bus idea.
Not to be a bus, it'd be a U-Haul van, U-Haul truck.
Or renting like a
old station wagon.
Oh, one of those old Astro vans.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that is the podcast.
Hey, look, you see that? You see what that says right there?
What?
It says 59 minutes, not 274 minutes. Or 377 minutes, 60 minutes. That's the allowed time limit we have. I was saying some of these go a little bit long. I don't want to say who might have gone long on some of them. Just saying, I feel like 60 minutes should be our target time.
Are you talking about the 4 or 5 we had before?
I might be. Who knows?
Damn, why are you so salty about it, dog?
I'm just saying, 60 minutes. I feel like that's good.
We didn't meter our time properly last time. Anyways.
And look, my rant is going to be included in the 60 minutes. Anyways. That's how to do it properly and efficiently. Drop microphone and walk away.
All right, well, there we go. So all y'all know the important stuff down below. Links to our social media, emails. Send me some relationship questions, especially those of you who are making bad decisions and owe me a freaking podcast. Anyways,
yeah, what'd you do?
Like a mofo.
What'd you do this weekend?
So,
what'd you look like?
Ruben's curious now.
What'd you look like?
Ruben's like, holler at your boy.
Or don't. Whatever. I don't care.
So, links to everything down below. Once again, I'll come at you guys next week, next Monday. I felt like there was something I needed to say, but fuck it. I guess next week will be the week I say whatever I had to say. Anything you want to tell these people?
No, I'm good.
I'm crashing. I need more coffee now.